It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We recognize Black History every day on the TJMS. We talked about this a couple of times on the show this week, talking about
the loss of
Pastor Gardner C. Taylor of Brooklyn's Concord Baptist Church for 42 years. He died on Easter Sunday, and he was 96. When we had Tavis on the other day, Tavis had this to say about it.
Yesterday, we lost the person who I regard until yesterday as the greatest living Christian preacher. His name is the Reverend Dr. Gardner C. Taylor. He passed away yesterday in North Carolina, and I just wanted to send condolences out to his family. It'll be all in the news, I'm sure, today. But Dr. Taylor was one of Dr. King's best friends, Tom. As a matter of fact, he's the only person still living until yesterday who called Dr. King Mike. When Dr. King was a child, nobody called him Martin. His nickname was Mike. And at almost 95 years of age, Dr. Taylor, to my research, is the last person who was living who still called him Mike all these years later. If you talk to him about Dr. King and he kept saying Mike, you know what he was talking about at first. But he passed away yesterday, so I just want to send my condolences out to his family and God bless his memory.
In 1980, Time Magazine called Taylor the Dean of the Nation's Black Preachers. In 93, he preached the pre-inauguration sermon for President Bill Clinton. Read more about Gardner C. Taylor on blackamericaweb.com.
He took the president to church.
Yeah.
And had him taking notes.